That was Greg Archer there. Well, emissions from diesel cars are one of the biggest contributors to air pollution, an increasing problem in cities around the world. European Union research suggests it causes almost as many early deaths as smoking. Alex Ritson reports.
Cycling through London streets is a constant danger, weaving in and out of traffic. There's a lorry reversing towards me now. I'm going through a little slot between a bus and that lorry. But one of the biggest risks is actually not from the traffic, it's from the greasy, stinky air. I'm going to see the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, to find out what he's planning to do about it.
The air we all breathe.
I arrived to find the Mayor speaking to a group of children about air quality.
Some of our fellow citizens. The previous Mayor, he's a bad guy. He was doing nothing about it. I'm what I call the good guy.
I asked Mr. Khan why this mattered to him.
Over 9,000 Londoners die as a result of the poor quality air. There are children in some parts of London whose lungs are underdeveloped because of the poor quality air. We've had a UK Supreme Court finding and a High Court finding saying that our air is in breach of the Air Quality Directive. So the air in London is a killer, it makes you sick and it's illegal. Look, I can either be the last generation who doesn't understand how bad the air is and fails to take action, clean it up, or I can be the first generation who takes action to clean up the air in London.
And his audience seemed to know a lot more about the issue than a lot of grown-ups.
If you breathe bad air, it could affect your lungs. If that happens, you could die.
So what's causing the problem here?
Vehicles, and the vehicles that are running on diesel, they're causing lots of smoke.
I think we should encourage everyone to stop driving cars.
How could you stop driving cars if school is far away?
What if you can just take a train?
Electric cars are better, but they're more expensive. So the mayor should reduce the prices of electric cars.
I think most of the pollution is being caused by diesel petrol.
The mayors of Paris, Madrid, Athens and Mexico City recently announced they'd be bringing in a complete ban on diesel cars by 2025. Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London, doesn't have the power to do that. But he does have other plans.
A large part of the poor quality air comes from emissions from cars. And so this year in October, we'll be introducing a T-charge for the cars which are the worst polluters, basically those cars registered before 2006. We're then going to, in 2019, introduce an ultra-low emission zone. It's only if your car is very clean will you be able to come into central London. And that will hopefully lead to better quality air around schools, so when children play in the playground, they're not breathing in this noxious stuff.
But not everyone's completely convinced. Nick Molden runs the Emissions Analytics Testing Group. He says London's ultra-low emissions zone relies on Europe-wide laboratory test standards that take no account of what comes out of the exhaust pipe in the real world.
The new diesel cars are, on average, well over the limit. In fact, about five times the limit is the nitrogen oxides they're putting out. But interestingly, there are some cars which are really clean, meeting the limit, others which are 12, 15, 20 times over the limit, all to the same official standard.
And these are cars that would be able to get into the new ultra-low emission zone because their actual emissions are different to what they pump out in the lab.
They're certified to the current level, therefore they would get in.
So I'm back on my bike now. I'm off to meet the people who are responsible for a lot of this air pollution. The people that represent the auto industry.
My name is Mike Hawes. I'm the Chief Executive, Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. What will happen as of September, if you want to put a diesel car on the market and as a manufacturer throughout Europe, you have to meet this test, which will be the most stringent in the world, whether it's petrol, whether it's diesel. This will require that the vehicle must meet a lower target than we've had in years gone by in a huge variety of circumstances, whether you're driving at 160 kilometres an hour, whether you're driving at 5 kilometres an hour, whether you're at 2,000 metres in altitude, whether you're at sea level, it will have to meet that continuously. Do that, and whatever the scenario, these vehicles will be much cleaner and help address the urban air quality problem.
And for his sake, I hope he's right, because the Mayor of London is giving kids impressive lessons in how to make their voices heard in the future.
That was an energetic Alex Ritson reporting there.